The Little League World Series kicks off on Thursday.
Yes, it does. That's an exciting time.
And the Little League is now dealing with PED education. That's right.
In Little League?
Little League Baseball plans to introduce an educational program for coaches and volunteers intended to raise awareness about the use and dangers of PEDs among young players. Working with the Taylor Hooten Foundation, Little League hopes to have an online program ready for the 2014 season. The youth sports organization had been in discussions with the foundation for more than a year about such a program, well before MLB announced suspensions recently for more than a dozen players following that whole PED investigation into the Biogenesis Clinic. The most recent batch of suspensions handed down August 5th came less than 2 weeks before the start of the Little League World Series. It is scheduled to begin on Thursday. Coaches, along with young players, their families are expected to visit South Williamsport during the 11-day tournament. Foundation President Don Hooten plans to attend, too, to spread his awareness message in person. They want to get PED education down at a lower level.
Well, I guess there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. Listen, mm-hmm. It's the world we live in today. You've got these kids, and when you watch the Little League World Series, what's the one question they always ask the kids? Who's your favorite Major League Baseball player?
And it's usually a guy that hit the long ball.
Right, so they're looking up to these players. They want to get to that level.
Yeah.
Most of them won't, but a lot of them want to. And so if you're going to look up to these guys who are cheating and putting crap into their bodies and trying to get an advantage, it's time we start teaching the kids at a younger level, that ain't cool, and it's actually going to just destroy your body. And it's illegal in a lot of cases, and it's cheating. So I'm glad they're doing this.
And I hope they take the approach you gave them and really come across with those kind of points.
Now, when you're watching the Little League World Series, it begins Thursday. Look for a kid from Grosse Pointe, Michigan. He's a young man. He throws heat, swings a big stick, and has led his team to Williamsport.
Okay.
He's 12 years old. He may be the biggest Little League World Series player you're going to see.
How big is this 12-year-old?
His name is Chad Lorkowski.
Okay.
He's 6 foot two.
6 foot two. Wow.
He's 200 pounds.
And he's 12.
He's 12.
Wow.
I'm 34. A few months, I'll be 35.
You're about 6 foot two.
I'm a little bit closer to 6'3".
Okay.
And I'm about 200 pounds.
Yep.
Okay. Depending if I've decided to go to the gym for a few weeks.
You'd be pretty close to being this 12-year-old.
Yes. Wow. He's my size, and he's 12. Now, a lot of people are going to look at this kid and be like, it's another Danny Almonte.
Right.
This kid's not only 12.
Let's check that birth certificate.
He's 14, 15, 16. Mm-hmm. Someone's cheating here, but they say everything's
legit.
This is legit, huh?
Wow.
They call him Swag Daddy. That's his nickname. He struck out 10, hit two homers in Grosse Pointe's Williamsport clinching win. The kid is a giant among these, because when you see the Little League World Series, it's typically kids that are barely 5 feet tall.
Yeah, if they're 5'1 or so, they're considered tall.
A lot of these kids are pretty tiny.
Yeah.
And now you've got a kid coming in who's 6'2, 200 pounds.
And this kid is pitching?
He pitches.
Could you imagine trying to stand up at the plate when this kid's coming down at you?
It'd be so intimidating.
It would be, yeah.
So intimidating. There's no reason to believe that this Lorkowski kid is anything other than just one of those boys who happened to shoot up early.
Yeah.
You know, when you hit your growth spurt, you can't predict when that's going to happen.
But the question is, what's he going to be like if he does continue to grow?
But also, how much does this kid eat?
That's true, too.
And apparently, he's got size 15 feet.
Oh, wow.
A 12-year-old, size 15 feet. Yikes!
Got to see this kid.
This kid is a monster.
So he plays for
Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
Grosse Pointe, Michigan, okay.
Yes, a 12-year-old.
Wow.
826 with Mike and Matt. We leave you with this story from FoxNews.com. If you're thinking about traveling to Denmark, gentlemen, do not do it.
We're not talking about Denmark, Wisconsin.
No.
Okay.
Denmark, international travel. Don't go there because the testicle-biting fish has been spotted in the waters there. It goes after swimmers' testicles. It's been found in coastal waters between Sweden and Denmark. Stay in the States, people.
So we had to close with this public service announcement.
Stay in the States. The Jerry Vedder Show coming your way after the 8:30 news.